Okay, this is Nietzsche's Cave recorded today. This is, of course, lovely, lovely Wednesday. This is September the 14th, 2022. That is 0914-2022. And I was testing some things here. Hopefully this works. We are on VoIP. And we are working here. And so far, audio is coming through. Hopefully, I am hearable. If not, well, I was going to say if I'm hearable, if I'm not hearable, please let me know. But I guess if I'm not hearable, that would be kind of complicated. So, let me ask and come here. Can others hear me? And we will see what we get here. I don't know what we're going to get here, but volumes are all up high, and everything should be doable. Okay, working. Okay, perfect. All right, it's working. Good. All right, we're in doable deal. Let me just do another test here. And I want to say, does Icecast support video also? And since I'm on my phone, it really won't matter what it does, but I'm using Lin Phone. And hopefully Lin Phone works. Lin Phone is a nice open source program. I didn't realize it was open source until I downloaded and installed it. Oh, yeah, if you want to dial in to this call, the phone number is 929-299-1279. And that is SIP extension 1095 on sip.sdf.org. That's how I'm connected, but you can apparently dial in if you want to talk on the show here. I don't know as to if other people use this method, but that's interesting that we have it, and I like it available, because this way we can stream through our cell phones. I would like to find out if there is a way to stream to an Icecast server directly from Android, and I don't believe that there is. At least I cannot find an app, but that doesn't mean one doesn't exist. I haven't looked a lot, so. Because right now it sounds like telephone quality audio. Which is fine, but if I wanted to do anything more advanced, we wouldn't be able to do that. So,
maximum call quality connected 1095, 3129, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mute your microphone. Use Bluetooth headset and audio output. Use earpiece and audio output. Use speaker and audio output. Route audio to the earpiece. Merge all calls into one conference. Transfer current call to someone else. Start a new call. Enable or disable the recording of the call. Show or hide advanced actions menu. Pause the call. Display or hide the digits to send DTMFs. Terminate the call. Display the conversations list.
Okay, apparently I bought my phone and eSpeak on my Google Pixel 5 running Android 13 was telling me everything that LingPhone could do, which is nice, but I don't think that got through to the call, the show. But maybe it did. We'll see if I hear it on my Victor Reader track from Humanware. I am totally blind, so I use screen readers and accessible technology. So hopefully, I don't know if it would be good if the phone's audio was broadcast, talkback was broadcast over the show, but we'll see. I don't think it is. Yeah, I don't think we're going to hear that whole screen that talkback just read out. I do know that the laptop audio will come through because the phone is sitting right next to it and everything's at the highest setting. So therefore we are on the left near the speaker. So we do know that is working. Let me see. What is the main advantage of using the IceCast system through VoIP rather than the normal broadcasting method, and if you upload and archive, does that go ahead of the VoIP live stream?
The IceCast system through VoIP rather than the normal broadcasting method, and if you upload an archive, does that go ahead of the VoIP live stream?
In other words, does the archive take precedence over the VoIP stream? I don't know that. We will see here if we get any responses. I don't know what responses we're going to get. But, yeah, this con is kind of dead today in the anon radio room, but hopefully, I don't know. We will soon see. Yeah, I was looking into those essential oil diffusers, and I...
Robert, 988, is not sure. Four people will be around for June 30th and Jupiter Journal Committee at 1900
UTC. Oh, okay. That's interesting. I'm not sure people be around of... let's see.
Yeah, Robert, 988, is not sure. Four people will be around for June 30th and Jupiter Journal Committee at 1900 UTC.
where people will be around at News to Me and Dubious Schools Committee at 1900 UTC. This is 1300 UTC. So, okay, that's a good tip to know. Okay, so it is working. Okay. Let's see. Are you listening now or just in time? Okay, we are working and hopefully.
Robert 588 just in time. That's work already.
Okay. They're at work. That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. All right, that's good. Yeah, you wouldn't want to listen to this at work. Okay, but it's in the archive. Well, I guess if you are listening, you wouldn't know that. Okay, I will post all my questions in comm then, instead of reading, instead of just speaking them. But anyway. Understandable, as I always thought that everyone in this room was also listening to the stream, but this show is in the archives, so you can get it there. Okay, and I was testing the volume settings again here. I guess asking if the speech bothers people, if they're not listening, doesn't make any sense. If they can't hear it, if they're not listening to it, but I should look into using the PC with some other tools, and I have other tools, but they're not all working the way that they're supposed to be working. And as a result, it doesn't seem to be doing things that they're supposed to be doing, so... But I think it's just configuration. So I got the Station Playlist Studio Super Pro Bundle, which is a broadcasting suite, and it's got everything. It includes everything. And its encoder apparently doesn't work with on radio. I tested it, and so I have to come up with another option. But I think it's because of the fact that you have to enter a username, and the encoder does not support usernames in Icecast servers. It does in Windows Media servers, but not in Icecast. And they say there is a workaround to add a colon in the password field. But when I tried that, it didn't seem to function. So... I don't know why. I guess because it's a multi-user setup, so they have to have some sort of a way to have separation. But I think just having a mount point and no username would mean that more people could broadcast with other tools. And But again, I guess because it's a multi-user setup, you have to have some sort of a way to separate. So.
13.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15.15
Literally talking. I never thought of that. But okay. But yeah, this shows in the archive, so you know, I can't screen what people write in common. So just be aware that you know, I'm gonna say that in here. if I don't, we will run into trouble.
Yes.
Because I am using a phone and a screen reader, all of this room's output is being broadcast. So please keep that in mind when you write something. Okay. You know, again, you know, there will be people out there that just, they don't care and they want to disrupt things. And that's, you know, that's their doing, I guess. But hopefully we won't have that, and we have the archive to go back to, and I'm also archiving it. So, that's why I'm always polite on streams and on webinars and things, because, I don't want to have to go back and, you know, look at how I trashed the stream. So we will, keep things polite here. And I just wanted to put that out there. I have looked into using other broadcasting tools, and I guess I could create an archive show and put it together. And then I could have an archive show, record it, and then upload it. That might be what I'll do next week if I find the time to put something in there. And we will put an archive together and get it uploaded. I have to figure out what to put in there. But about the essential oil diffusers, I was going to say, the ultrasonic ones, the ones that you put water in, they put out mold. And the one diffuser pretty much broke. It still works, but it's kind of broken. So I gave it to a friend to kind of use it on its last days. And but ever since, I've been using the nebulizing diffusers, the ones that are just oil and not water.
I have noticed that my allergies have gotten a lot better because I'm not breathing in plastic spores. But just a tip there. The nebulizing ones do cost a little more, but they're worth it. I'm going to turn on this one. This Roma Ace from Diffuser World. And it is running. And I'm going to check and see if there's oil in it or not. Well, apparently, is a little bit. And I guess it obviously wouldn't hurt to go ahead and fill it. There's a little bit left in there. I'm just going to let it run. And this is set for 20-minute runtime, 20-minute rest. I believe it can go between 2 and 20 minutes. And let's just say here, con. So I don't know the person that was telling me they were. Whoever told me that they are at work. What do you do? And if they're at work, they may not be able to respond. So, I understand that. And that person very well left the room. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just... clean this model out, or just fill it. Oh boy, we had a an oil in here that very sticky and kind of ruined this model. And that is not good. Okay. Well,
there's only one thing to do at this point, which is to clean it out and try to use a different oil. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to grab this phone, pick this thing up, both the bottom and the top, and we are going to go clean out this diffuser. I know this might sound very odd to hear this done, but unfortunately, it has to be done because okay, six listeners. Okay, good. Well, if you just tuned in, this is Archie's Cave, and we are cleaning out an oil diffuser that unfortunately got an oil in it that was very sticky. And luckily, we have time. So, oh boy. Yeah, this is really going to require some creative work. Get this clean. With a little water in this tiny little tube. And turn the water off to release this button drain. You just reach in and push and release. Anymore. I am going to not put the same oil, which was a pine forest scent. Obviously, we don't want to reintroduce that back into the diffuser. So I'm not going to do that. All right. And I will just grab the phone and grab this bottle so that it is put back together again. And we'll go back into the bedroom and we'll go to the floor. Major disaster will occur. I'm obviously not going to turn this diffuser back on since it was empty, and obviously there's no point in running the diffuser. So I'll do that. There's no need to do that. So I put this back at the 11 o'clock position and twist. Downward. to the right. Okay. And we are back where we were before, and I will put this phone back where it was on the left side of the computer, and he speak was talking to my phone. I don't know if that's getting through, but it probably didn't. I don't think it did. And hopefully things will work. Let's see here. Okay, I was just going up and checking and seeing what was here. Okay, nothing new has come in. And that's okay. Not worried about it. I probably will need to... originally, this show is going to be about audio dramas and things, and it will be once I get everything working. I kind of rushed into this, and, I'm not really thinking as to how everything was going to happen. It was just going to happen. And, which, you know, is not a bad thing. I don't really see it as a bad thing. I say it's a good thing because now I learned to plan the show. And so far, no plan has been made as of yet. So, therefore, we want to just figure things out here. I will look into this process, and we've got a little time left, a lot of time left, in fact, which is good. But I want to see if I can just see what I can do here. If it says to leave my super micro server unplugged for some time until I find the best place. Oops, hold on. Best place to put it. And hopefully, it's just so loud, I need to find a place to put it where it's not going to be a racket. But it works. I mean, it's a good system. It's one of STF's
.org's old systems. They sent it to me. I bought it from them. I bought it for compilation purposes and for high-end work that, because using your laptop is not the best solution. So that's why I got the server. And it has about 8 Zen virtual guests in it as well, which is probably where I'll do most of my work. That way, if one of them breaks, I don't have to worry about it. But we will see what they say here. I don't know what, maybe that my comment earlier about everything being streamed into the station kind of knocked everybody from saying things, but who knows? Maybe I shouldn't say anything. Let them figure it out. No, I always like to be polite. I wouldn't want to be the one that caused ruckus. And then, you know, later on, you know, I have to hear about it. Or I hear the archive later, and why was I like that? You know, so that's why I always, be polite. And, you know, this way you don't have to look back and go, why was I so dumb? You know? And I don't want to be that way, so I don't. But yeah. We're not getting anything here. Don't know why we're not, but we're not. I'm going to check out this computer one more time here. This is the one with the silencer on it. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some water in the tube. Which is not going to hurt anything. It just gives little spurts every now and then. But, and I guess I'll just leave it on. It doesn't hurt that it runs when nothing's in it. So let's see what happens here. I don't know what's going to happen, to tell you the truth, but we will find out. Yeah, we got users in here, but none of them are talking. So I don't know. But we're waiting here to see if anybody responds in comment. It doesn't look like they are. But we will see. And I don't know. why we don't get any talkative people here. Usually at, Central Time, usually at nighttime, it's very active. I don't know. And what I don't know also is if the SIP service that we're using for this Lynn phone conference has methods to archive calls. In other words, if you make a call on here to another user, if it would automatically record the call for you. I don't know that. I don't think it does. I think you're kind of responsible for your own recordings, which in a way that makes sense because, I mean, most devices nowadays can do that. So I generally don't really do that unless it's absolutely necessary. Because then, you know, if you record something, you know, people may not want to talk to you anymore because they don't know whether you're going to put that on the net or whatever. And obviously, I don't want to be known for being that way. There are some friends of mine that used to do that, and it really got to the point where I never talked to them about anything real personal because I never knew whether the conversation was going to be recorded and played back for God knows who. And I didn't mind them just taping casual conversation. But it was more like, you know, if I'd have said something very, you know, personal or whatever, I would not want that to be put all over the web and all over the net and everybody to hear it. You know, and so I don't do that because I don't want to be the one to, you know, start stuff like that. But yeah. And apparently, nobody's here. And I thought that we'd have more of a turnout here, but apparently not. But I will wait a minute. Okay. What I don't know is if the system will work or not. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to test something out. I'm going to turn up the volume on the speaker. Okay, we are 8 clicks up from where we were before. And we will see what we get.
Okay, we get a little feedback, but that's not too terrible.
Okay. Sounds a bit better, Valley, than what I usually have. Okay. That's good to know. All right, we're in good shape then. Okay, well, I need to maybe look at a better broadcasting method, but we will look at that later. Do you ever look at those? Do you ever work with those large rack-mounted servers I wrote? I'll try to repeat what I write here because I get the fact not everybody's used to listening to synthesized speech. I am, but I get the fact nobody, a lot of people probably are not. Okay, no, not in years. All I use is a laptop. Okay. Okay, do you ever compile large programs? Okay. I have to jump in a work meeting back in a few. Okay, no big deal. It's important, so we will let that go. Okay, yeah, okay. Anyway, okay, we are getting some. Feedback here. I don't know why. Shouldn't be, but we are. Just a little racket. I don't know what that's from. But we will. Hopefully get some more people here. Yeah, I guess that's the thing with doing things early in the morning. Is that you get what you get. What I would like to find out is if the the broadcasting system that they use, IceCast, I believe it is, will, if I don't go into the management portal and disable VOIP, if I upload a show, will that show
VR chat work. But I'll do more research on that later. Okay, what is the main purpose of the VoIP service here? Is what I wrote. It's a nice system, but it's not very active. It looks like we're not getting anything down here. Oh, the diffuser just turned off. Okay. But I mean, I like the fact we can use it to broadcast, so that's a nice thing about the VoIP service. So everything seems to be working okay. I don't see many problems right now at all. Things seem to be operating fine. You know, we're just waiting here. And I'd recommend everybody listen to all the shows on the station. I've never had any problems with any of them. They're all pretty good shows. They usually have a lot going on in them, and they're very good shows. And, you know, you're going to have people that know how to really do broadcasts here, and there's people that probably don't. And so there's, you know, which is good, and there's different, you know, varieties. Okay, and it is 9 o'clock in the morning here. Only 1 hour left. I don't know what's going to happen, but something will happen, hopefully. I was looking at putting some pre-recorded stuff together for next week, just for a few weeks to go. But I don't know how that works in terms of if VOIP is enabled. If I don't broadcast, will the archive still work? But let me see something here. Okay, that's my Mac here. That's the old MacBook Pro running 10.13.6 High Sierra. Late model 2011 with 16 gigs of RAM, 750 gig hard drive, and it's about on its way out the door. But I really don't have much to play here. But we will see what happens. Hopefully we will get some things going. I'll try to move things around here, get some better quality audio. And it's not really working too great. Thinking about doing, wondering if you can update your audio from your phone, your cell phone, into Link. In other words, take the audio output, somehow bridge two together. And get something going. I don't know how to do that. Thinking here, if I could figure out a way, trying to move mics around here to see if I can get a better sound.
Engaging iPhone's compile bucket of all packages on boot can mean it's shocking to me how many packages I have installed based primarily on dependencies, I guess, but it is what it is.
Okay, I don't compile many things anymore. There's a shocking. There's packages scattered everywhere around based upon Hold on.
Auto MKBI don't compile much anymore. Packages are too convenient. It's shocking to me how many packages I have installed based primarily on dependencies, I guess. But it is what it is.
Okay.
I
don't compile much anymore. Packages are too convenient. It's shocking to me how many packages I have installed based primarily on dependencies. I guess, but it is what it is. What operating system is on your laptop? Yeah, I use Debian on this machine, Debian 12. Yeah, eventually, like I said, we'll get everything working. And I guess it's part of the planning stages. You have to plan the show. Turns out the show will kind of plan itself. But I guess they don't do that. I mean, yes, they did.
MKB NetBSD.
Oh, NetBSD, okay. Okay, that's good to know. It's a nice OS. How do you go about NetBSD installing packages? I think it's not that different. But I haven't played with it all that much. Don't just pick and file software from that BSD, but I don't know exact specifics.
which Debian has APT and GPKG.
MKDPKGFRC is strictly painless, but I do have 150 installed currently, which is sort of shocking given how basic my use cases are many of just libraries.
Okay, PKG-SRC.
Like MKDPKGSRC, PKGSRC, 7K, PKGSRC.
It's pretty painless.
But I do have 150.
But I do have 150
installed currently.
Installed currently, which is sort of shocking, given how basic my use cases are.
Many
are
libraries.
Is PKGSRC easy to install? Yeah, I put some NetBSD systems yet to like, download and install those. I should look into PKGSRC because that might be the thing to use. But the PKGSRC is probably very easy to manage.
Web 14 7 22 14 15 0 0 14 15 22 6 38 61 Nick. You're listening to Nick's Late Line Show. 14 7 22 14 15 0 0 14 15 22 6 38 61 Nick.
Okay, apparently the, I think I figured it out. The phone is apparently dropping a lot of the audio quality here, and I don't know why that is. I get what they're saying now. It appears to work fine. When I just clicked it down three spots. Apparently it works fine when you're right near it, but then it tries to lower the volume. I was thinking about maybe doing a recorded show, seeing how it worked, put together. That's not the issue. Put together is not the issue. Make each other do the broadcast. There's no point in broadcasting something, putting something together. And finally, it doesn't work. You don't want that. You want it to work.
SKB, if I recall correctly, the basic package management tools were just part of the base install, and then there's another package to add from that to make it easier to manage either repackages. It's all very easy to install something automatically, fetches the required dependencies, and after uninstalling it, often dependencies can be cleaned up easily, it seems. I, to me, but I haven't used anything else. I used to be a Linux user, but package management tools were in their infancy at that time.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm going to reread that because,
That's all very MJD in Irish. I recall correctly, cover.
If I recall correctly,
the basic package management tools were just part of the base install.
And then there's another package to add from back to make it easier to manage binary packages. It's all very easy to install something automatically, such as required dependencies, and after uninstalling it, orphan dependencies can be cleaned up easily. It seems fine to me, but I haven't said anything else. I used to be a Linux user, but package management tools were in their infancy at that time. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I get that. Yeah. We'll just compile it from the source.
MJDN, unless you wanted to trust an IDE compiled by someone else who happened to be on the same system / architecture.
Yeah, unless you wanted to trust the binary compiled by someone else.
MJD granted. We're all just trusting them now from package repositories, I guess.
Granted, we're all just not trusting them from package repositories, I guess. Yeah, that's a big thing. You're right. Because there could be a lot of garbage going on in there. We don't know.
Unless you wanted to trust a binary compiled by someone else who happens to be on the same system / architecture.
Yes, unless you wanted to trust a binary compiled by someone else who happened to be on the same system or architecture.
Nick, E,
that door could be in some of those packages. Yes, they could be in some of those packages. Not the big ones. Yeah.
this package is safe. Well, do we really know it's safe? Because you don't know. I mean, they could be putting back orders in some of this, but I don't think they are. I think that they would. Right, because generally those packages are, you know, they could be anybody, you could be building them in anywhere. Well, that's a very good point to bring up. I always wonder that myself, because the, looking over the, they pretty much said the same thing. Unless you don't look at the source code, you have no clue what they do. Because you're right, you don't know there's something. Put something in there. Those packages, I mean, they're probably pretty safe. Most of them are. I don't think we're in a problem with any. That too. But that you check to make sure it's exactly what you have. There's a digital signature you can check. But still, you don't know.
West 14 F 22 14 30 0 0 14 30 0 6 6 slash 38 slash 61 Nick. Nick's cave is streaming live.
Interesting. I was trying to figure out, should I move this phone around and try to get some better output, but apparently we're not getting much of anything. There's only about 30 minutes left. There's no point in really messing with it more. Really want a better solution.
if getting a Bluetooth earpiece would do any good. Because I don't know if they have their own microphones or whether they use the phone's microphone.
Space. Nick. D.
Most Bluetooth devices have their own microphones, or will they use the one in your phone? That I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the issue is. The phone is causing some issues with the audio. I was trying to reposition things again, but it doesn't look like we're going to get much done today. At least this was a productive day. Microphone is causing the delays. There's something to work on. I guess the proper way to place this, maybe getting another microphone or something. It's going to be hard to find. I just want to make sure it's going to work with me. I don't know if it actually works. If I get a setup working, tested, we should be in good shape. Okay, so that tip might be in the way. Yes, those Bluetooth earpieces, I think some of them have their own mics, but some of them don't. Because I think some of them are right here. Don't know.
I think some of the Bluetooth earpieces do have their own mics. And it does. But that's not just get one of those. And use it. Bluetooth earpiece has its own microphone. That would be beneficial. And I've already got the microphone on my phone, which I think that's the main issue. Yeah. I think that's exactly the issue. I'm doing dropouts, which tell me that I think that is the problem. Because it's right next to the laptop. I don't know if that has any benefit whatsoever. I don't know. I don't really know how to test that. I don't know if it provides any compression or anything where it sends the information, dynamic compression, like audio editors use. Right? Good. Yeah, because if I can get this microphone thing squared away, we should be. We should have to do some interesting things. I just don't know how to think about this here. Bluetooth therapy has a microphone. It'll help a lot. Just an earpiece of that microphone, that's when the problem starts. I don't know. Hopefully, the show was good. I tried to make it interesting. Normally there'd be more people in the con, but I guess.
Linphone unlabeled. Tap to activate. Label unavailable. You tap with three fingers to mute.
Okay. I was saying something. That linphone. I don't know what it was. Couldn't, just muted. Nothing interesting there. Now, hopefully, I want something very interesting next week. I got a week to plan, so that's a plus. But, yeah, I think... figure out about the new IP thing in the archive. If I have to go back, I'd show them that the new IP enabled the nonradio.net/manage. I don't know, like the new IP because it works. But not really to it. And I'd like to bring other people in here. Okay, the number is, I'm going to call in 1095-1095-SIP.SDF.org, or you can dial
929-2979.
Yeah, that's 929-299-1279 or 1095 if you're on SIP.SDF.org. Gonna get Yeah, but anyway, I was just trying to figure everything out here today. UIP, it's working okay. It just needs to be, I need to get, bring it over to the device. But yeah, I would like to get something better set up, and eventually I will. Just got to figure out what tools work and what don't. None of the ones linked to on the SDF page really work well with the screen reader. And I've written the developers, of course, and they don't seem to care. Good news is my other systems are working fine. So hopefully, I just need a better way to broadcast. And if I can get that Bluetooth microphone and figure out a way to connect a USB one, type C to my phone, then we'll be in even better shape.
Web 14 7 22 14 45 00 14 45 21 6/38/61 Nick, you're listening to Nick Knight Live Show. 14 45 36 6/38/61 Nick, https://archive.com/radio.net.
Okay, we have 15 minutes left. Here
is
I've met people who are talking in third person. It's kind of strange. first, I was never sure who they were talking about. I was originally going to plan to see if more people could connect. It doesn't appear that's possible. So the VOIP is the next best thing. And that'd be fine. I wouldn't mind having guests on here. I think that'd be good. We do interviews or something. I'd have to probably find some people to do that with. It'd be interesting to do. But this is a neat show. Yeah, if we can get interviews going on here, that'd be really good. Like that. Yeah, but I think that might be the thing to do. I think we'll morning to have those Bluetooth earpieces work as to whether you have to set some sort of setting to use another program, a thin phone. And because that might be the solution. Then I could just have everything working. And maybe I can get something like that. Yeah, I'm going to look in the Bluetooth earpieces. That could be the solution.
1448-56 over land at Reaper, joined on the radio from lobby.
Okay.
Yes, morning.
Yeah, we don't have much time left here at this point. Oh, yes. Done. And, you know, it's good to get another show. All the shows on here are really good. I haven't really seen anyone that I didn't like.
Hi, Jeff.
Okay, we get a little live giving and Tom. Okay, show up, that's better than nothing. Got something going on, that's plus.